Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We are so stoked to have you join us today. And of course, we've got amazing information for you. We're always breaking it down and busting out the hidden stuff that hasn't even come out. The information that you need to cut through all of the confusion about how to be healthy, and they make it so complicated, and they want you to take 500 pills, even supplements, even in the alternative realm. But we've simplified it down to the simplicity of going back to Eden. And so that's why we're bringing you this information today, is to help your babies, your beautiful love companion animals, so that they can have a better quality of life. Because right now, with what's going on with Fukushima, do I hear a cricket? I think I just heard a cricket just then. Yeah. Fukushima, you haven't heard about it in a long time, huh? Well, that's a factor still, and we can go into it. And I have talked to the world's leading experts on Fukushima, previous employees of GE who are intimately familiar with the designs of the plants in Fukushima, Daiichi, and the surrounding areas, also the construction defects, the fudge safety records, and the information that came out immediately after the tsunami and earthquake that led this top scientist, leading scientist in the world, to tell me that they were lying through their teeth and there were multiple reactors in meltdown at that time. And that's when they were saying, everything's great, nothing's wrong. So this is a factor for our babies because they're close to the ground, and whether you realize it or not, they're actually getting exposed to small amounts of radioactive fallout right now. So that's why we need to simplify health for our animals and also for ourselves, so we can be around for our babies and just cut through and find the things that really work. We don't want you to take 10 million pills. We've got cut-through answers that simplify things for you and for your babies, because they don't like taking a bunch of pills either, do they? And today we have a special guest with us, one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. And you're going to get to meet her and hear her stories and information. She really is there's no one like her. I mean, we're all unique. There's no one like any of us on the planet. But when it comes to the realm of health and consciousness and awareness, you're going to be so honored to meet Gina Rota. And we're going to be talking with her in just a few minutes. And so we're going to be talking to her also. She's really into the Q lasers. Do you guys remember? It wasn't last week's show, but it was the show before that. We had the world-leading expert on laser healing, Dr. Larry Lytle, on, the inventor of the Q laser. And it's not just because, like, we found a laser and we think it's great. No, no, no. I've done 33 years of research in energy wellness tools, and without a doubt, this is the most amazing and exceptional piece of equipment that's on the market. I don't want to mess with the stuff that doesn't work. I don't have time. My health and my baby's health is too critical. I don't have money to throw away on stuff that, you know, maybe appeals to my intellect, or it has a great sales message or whatever, and doesn't deliver the goods. That's what we're all about here at Back to Eden, what works. And what works is the simplicity of going back to Eden. So we're really excited that you're joining us today. And what we would love you to do is we would love you to shoot us out an email at wellness@back2eden.org. If you have any questions for the radio show or for any of our hosts, And if you would like any further information, we would love to interact with you and support you in keeping your pet family as well as possible. And so please shoot us out an email. And as always, be sure to visit us online. We're always doing new posts. We're always getting the latest information. Just because we found the best in the world so far doesn't mean we stop looking. Because we know that every day, innovations are being made in science. Breakthroughs are being made. And we're coming across some even more amazing stuff every day. And of course, we're going to integrate it into our website so you can have easy access. And that is back2eden.org. That's back, B-A-C-K, the number 2, Eden, E-D-E-N, .org. Now, what's new for people is our whole approach. And we're going to go into that later, but we are coming up on a break here real soon. And I don't want to open that whole, amazing treasure trove of information to help get you oriented to the new paradigm of health, which is really the oldest paradigm of health. How amazing is that? So we're going to go into that every show. You really kind of have to tune in to every single show to be able to put all the pieces together to get the big picture. But I'm going to give you one tidbit today. And if I repeat myself, that's because we need to get it. And that is, how can we expect to achieve health if we're focusing on disease? Focus and attention is actually a form of worship. I mean, think about it. When something's really valuable, let's talk about like the Hope Diamond. The Hope Diamond is super valuable. And when you go to the Smithsonian, you stand right there and you be looking at it. You're like, wow, that's an amazing diamond. And people go from all over the world to look at the Hope Diamond because it's valuable. They give it their attention. Well, what we give our attention to shows what we consider valuable. So if we're focusing on disease, folks, hey, we're barking up the wrong tree. We need to focus on being well, on wellness. And we can, because disease is really a symptom of a body out of balance. But we're going to go to a real quick break, and we're not going to bake, we're going to break, and we're going to come back with our awesome guest, Tina Rota, and explore the realms of wellness and consciousness for your pets and for your family as never before. Thank you so much. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back, the number 2, Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purspraypet.com. That's purspraypet.com. purspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we have with us now our amazing guest. Gina Rota is an intuitive visionary. She is able to extract profound information from the invisible energies of the universe through her giftings. She works with some of the top people in the world, in business and in Hollywood, the major players. And she works with sacred numerology and the highest purity, quality, and vibration essential oils on the face of the planet. This isn't anything that you can go and buy anywhere. She deals directly with the people that go and get them from these extractors that have been doing this for years, their whole lives, and have passed it down generations. Exceptional quality oils. And she uses that as a springboard to the deeper realities that are the governing energy matrices of our entire lives. Source Creator uses Gina to reveal what is hidden, to evolve transformational solutions for the body, soul, spirit, for business, and for really every area of life. She's a listener, she hears, and she is here to join us today to talk with us about who knows where we're going to go with this. Gina, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Thank you, Gigi. What a blessing. I'm grateful to be present and to serve in whatever way possible. So, yes, I am with you.
Thank you so much, G. It's so great to have you. And you know, what's interesting is we just had a bunch of college radio stations added to our lineup list. So shout out to our college listeners. Hey.
Hey. You know,
hey, ho. We've got some info for you guys to take to the next level because we're working at, like, the Teslian level. And so we're expecting you young people at college. You are our future. And we're going to give you information today that you can take and you can run with it, and we can all together create a world of higher consciousness and of higher realities where we don't have to produce commerce through destruction. We can produce commerce through conscious creation of wealth, and there is an abundance for all. Gina, isn't that sort of like one of your core beliefs?
Yes, absolutely. It's all about consciousness, and it's all about consciously co-creating as co-creators. Yes.
We are, and when we're connected, and see, I think that's a lot of what our modern society has kind of done to us. It's cubicalized us. Here everybody stares at their little smartphone all day. I mean, does it get much more cubicalized than that? I know going out at a restaurant in L.A., it's like everybody's looking at their phone. Nobody's even looking at each other anymore. They're not even looking into each other's eyes. And so I think it's important that we make the effort to connect to our own conscience and our own source. You know, that knowing that you have inside that, hey, maybe, you know, should I be doing this? Is this really for everyone's highest good? You know, that sensation, that feeling that you have on the inside. And then also connecting to others in a real way. Gee, what's been going on with you as far as how you've been guided to help people reconnect lately?
Well, it's always been the same. It's always about supporting people to reconnect and stay connected into their heart and their heart space and divine love and divine light. And I feel that's at the root and the core of all things, all healing and all transformation. And when we stay tuned in and we stay present and we stay in our hearts, then we can certainly surf all the waves. We can certainly rise above and be victorious. And also walking in faith and living in grace is really my mantras. You know, I'm walking in faith, I'm living in grace, and whatever that means to people, because I believe whatever we believe, it is true for us. And so I just am here to be a conscious compass and just to tap into people's, you know, hearts and souls and offer them tools of transformation and transcendence, and also, you know, prevention. So it's one thing to have a condition, it's one thing to have a pet that has a condition, but what really, how really can we serve our pets and our own lives and our families' lives and our communities by preventing, by being aware and conscious about what the preventative measures are, what are the preventative products and services and technologies that we can offer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to prevent than it is to try to repair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the great gift, is to becoming awareness and awakening to what is in the highest good of your own being, what is in the highest good of your pet. And I believe that our pets know what is in their highest good and what is in our highest good. They're very tuned in. They're amazing, magical beings. I spent my whole life loving pets and owning pets and taking care of pets and helping them heal and transform, just as you, Gigi. You know, we love our pets, and we have done whatever we could and way beyond any call of duty. My father used to say to me, oh, my God, you spend more money on healthy food for your pet and healthy supplements than you do for yourself. And I said, well, yeah, it's pretty equal. You know, I take care of my pets as I take care of myself. So it's very important to take all the preventative measures so that you don't have to go through a lot of suffering and expense for your pet and for oneself.
With some kind of dramatic interventional situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is kind of, I think, if we really are connected, we're going to start honoring our bodies, because you only get one. And if you don't invest in your body, what else is worth investing in? Because I can say from experience, and I think you can too, G, is that when you don't have your health, your calling in life, your destiny, your career, your relationships, everything is hindered.
Yes, absolutely. And my father's favorite saying to me, you know, his whole life mantra was, your true wealth is your health. And I would say, well, why would you say that to me? I'm athletic, I eat organic food, I la la la. And he said, because one day something shows up and you have to be prepared and you have to take preventative measures all along the way. And that has really been my, you know, my mission and my purpose, and to serve people
with that information.
Well,
G, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. We're so honored to have you join us today, and I hope everyone stays tuned, because we're just getting started, and we'll talk to you right after this break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426, or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we have with us now our amazing guest. Gina Rota is an intuitive visionary. She is able to extract profound information from the invisible energies of the universe through her giftings. She works with some of the top people in the world, in business and in Hollywood, the major players. And she works with sacred numerology and the highest purity quality and vibration essential oils on the face of the planet. This isn't anything that you can go and buy anywhere. She deals directly with the people that go and get them from these extractors that have been doing this for years, their whole lives, and have passed it down generations. Exceptional quality oils. And she uses that as a springboard to the deeper realities that are the governing energy matrices of our entire lives. Source Creator uses Gina to reveal what is hidden, to evolve transformational solutions for the body, soul, spirit, for business, and for really every area of life. She's a listener, she hears, and she is here to join us today to talk with us about who knows where we're going to go with this. Gina, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Thank you, Gigi. What a blessing. I'm grateful to be present and to serve in whatever way possible. So, yes, I am with you.
Thank you so much, G. It's so great to have you. And you know, what's interesting is we just had a bunch of college radio stations added to our lineup list. So shout out to our college listeners. Hey.
Hey.
You know,
Hey-ho.
We've got some info for you guys to take to the next level, because we're working at, like, the Teslian level. And so we're expecting you young people at college. You are our future. And we're going to give you information today that you can take and you can run with it, and we can all together create a world of higher consciousness and of higher realities where we don't have to produce commerce through destruction. We can produce commerce through conscious creation of wealth, and there is an abundance for all. Gina, isn't that sort of like one of your core beliefs?
Yes, absolutely. It's all about consciousness, and it's all about consciously co-creating as co-creators. Yes.
We are, and when we're connected, and see, I think that's a lot of what our modern society has kind of done to us. It's cubicalized us. Here everybody stares at their little smartphone all day. I mean, does it get much more cubicalized than that? I know going out at a restaurant in L.A., it's like everybody's looking at their phone. Nobody's even looking at each other anymore. They're not even looking into each other's eyes. And so I think it's important that we make the effort to connect to our own conscience and our own source. You know, that knowing that you have inside that, hey, maybe, you know, should I be doing this? Is this really for everyone's highest good? You know, that sensation, that feeling that you have on the inside. And then also connecting to others in a real way. Gee, what's been going on with you as far as how you've been guided to help people reconnect lately?
Well, it's always been the same. It's always about supporting people to reconnect and stay connected into their heart, their heart space, and divine love and divine light. And I feel that's at the root and the core of all things, all healing and all transformation. And when we stay tuned in and we stay present and we stay in our hearts, then we can certainly surf all the waves. We can certainly rise above and be victorious. And also walking in faith and living in grace is really my mantras. You know, I'm walking in faith, I'm living in grace, and whatever that means to people. I believe whatever we believe, it is true for us. And so I just am here to be a conscious compass and just to tap into people's, you know, hearts and souls and offer them tools of transformation and transcendence and also, you know, prevention. So it's one thing to have a condition. It's one thing to have a pet that has a condition. But how really can we serve our pets and our own lives and our families' lives and our communities by preventing, by being aware and conscious about what the preventative measures are, what are the preventative products and services and technologies that we can offer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to prevent than it is to try to repair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the great gift, is to becoming awareness and awakening to what is in the highest good of your own being, what is in the highest good of your pet. And I believe that our pets know what is in their highest good and what is in our highest good. They're very tuned in. They're amazing, magical beings. I spent my whole life loving pets and owning pets and taking care of pets and helping them heal and transform, just as you, Gigi. You know, we love our pets, and we have done whatever we've we could, and way beyond any call of duty. My father used to say to me, oh my God, you spend more money on healthy food for your pet and healthy supplements than you do for yourself. And I said, well, yeah, it's pretty equal. You know, I take care of my pets as I take care of myself. So it's very important to take all the preventative measures so that you don't have to go through a lot of suffering and expense for your pet and for oneself.
With some kind of dramatic interventional situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is kind of, I think, if we really are connected, we're going to start honoring our bodies because you only get one. And if you don't invest in your body, what else is worth investing in? Because I can say from experience, and I think you can too, G, is that when you don't have your health, your calling in life, your destiny, your career, your relationships, everything is hindered.
Yes, absolutely. And my father's favorite saying to me, you know, his whole life mantra was, your true wealth is your health. And I would say, well, why would you say that to me? I'm athletic, I eat organic food, I la la la. And he said, because one day something shows up and you have to be prepared and you have to take preventative measures all along the way. And that has really been my, you know, my mission and my purpose, and to serve people
with that information.
Well,
G, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. We're so honored to have you join us today, and I hope everyone stays tuned because we're just getting started, and we'll talk to you right after this break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon, and we are honored to have guests with us today, Gina Rota. And if you missed my description of how amazing she is and all the amazing things she's done, you're going to have to come back and listen to our radio show again and hear all about her. Because right now we're getting into the where the rubber meets the road, and that is about prevention. And Gina's whole life, you know, she works with some of the top people in the business world, in Hollywood, in pretty much every realm that there is. Gina is one of the go-to people that people go to get clarity, to help see things that they don't normally see. And she's developed systems and tools and located. In fact, it was Gina that first pointed me to the Q laser. And, gee, you know, I had Dr. Lytle on a couple of weeks ago, and he was so amazing. He's like, what, is he 80 years old?
Yes, he's 80 any day now. He's really amazing. When I met him, I was so taken by his integrity, his presence, his dedication, commitment to humanity and to pets and to the healing and the well-being and the next wave. It's really the next wave. I've spent my whole life, Gigi, you know me for many years, in sourcing the highest and the best products and services and technologies, not just by my own standards, which are really elevated, but by the standard of many people at a very high level. So my whole goal was to find the best quality lasers that would help with you know, any kind of inflammation, autoimmune, hip, joint, anything that could support my family and my pets and my beloved ones and their pets. And we have had some extraordinary experience with the laser with pets.
Oh, tell me about it. Like what?
Well, a very dear friend of mine who actually bought the lasers first had a pet who is 16 years old. Her name is Rosie, and very lethargic, draggy, not very happy and angry and, you know, snappy because she doesn't feel good. And
right.
Her hips hurt. She just couldn't really get around much. And I insisted that they put the lasers on her, and they did. And they did a combination of lasers, but they were always giving her vitamins, and the food and the vitamins were the same. So the only different element was the lasers. Anyway, she has come alive. She looks like she's 5 years, 6, 7 years younger. She's happy. She's not barking and nipping, which is really mind-blowing because she was doing that a lot with everybody. And she's getting around, and my friend is walking her and the other two young ones, I don't know, 3 times a day. Rosie could barely walk 1 time a day, and it would take a long time to get her just around the block.
Aww.
So seeing that with my own eyes, it happened in a short period of time. The owners were so happy and excited, and as I said, they bought the lasers before I did, and they not only used it on themselves and supported their own rebuilding and restoring of their body and their issues, but now they've used it on, you know, Rosie, and she's come a long way in a short time. It's really a blessing, I have to say.
Well, Dr. Lytle is certainly the picture of youth. He doesn't act like he's 80 years old. And his mind is so sharp, and I know he's continuing to do research and development. And he can literally, like, run intellectual circles around people, you know, one-fifth of his age. And so that, you know, that's because we're talking about light here, everyone. And we're just now emerging, we're going into the world of the emerging sciences of energy wellness using color, sound, light, scalar, electromagnetism. These are all the invisible realms, although light is not entirely invisible, but at certain levels it is. But these are the realms that we've never looked at. Everybody has been approaching illness from a biochemical approach. And I think we can say probably, wouldn't you agree, G, that thus far that approach hasn't worked out maybe the way we would have hoped?
Well, right. It's not a holistic approach. It's not a holographic. We're holographic and holistic beings. And so if you don't approach it from the hologram, from the wholeness, we can't really affect it permanently, and we can only work with the symptoms. So, you know, I believe in the integration of all things. You know, integrate allopathic. If a dog breaks a bone or gets hit by a car like my pet did, I took him to the vet. I wish I had the lasers at that time because he would have come out of it right away. However, you know, the divine integration is really powerful, and to understand what tools work best, and I think less is more, and bringing simplicity. I also have created some oil blends, very, very subtle oil blends that can support immune system for pets. And I created a shampoo, which I really love, and not only does it smell good and help the pet's skin and their health and well-being, but it also helps yours. So, as I said, less is more. I use a few oils that are very potent, but they, you know, help with any kind of, you know, fleas or ticks or anything like that. I used to just spray it on my chow, who was very, very furry, as you know, G.
Yes.
I used to spray it just on his feet and his legs, and I had to walk him 4 times a day, and he...
I never saw him scratch.
He was shockingly without
ticks. Yeah.
I had him 14 years. And so I just, you know, I just tune in. I say, what's going to serve my pet in the highest and best way? What's going to be the healthiest, you know, approach? What's going to be the simplest approach? And oils have been amazing. They've, you know, the plant kingdom is the most powerful kingdom. It really is. And how Mother Earth has supported us and supplied us with everything that we need is just profound. And so I do specialize in the finest oils, and I do formulate and make blends specifically. I do like to tune into the pet and also the owner, because it's a mind body spirit formulation, so it'll support on every level the pet and the owner. So I feel that's invaluable. I've worked with my own pets MSG, as you know, and have supported them on every level with oils and healthy nutrients. And now that I have the lasers, I don't have the pets at the moment, but now that I have the lasers, I'm supporting my friends and beloved ones with their pets.
That's so awesome, and I think it's really important that everyone understand that when working with essential oils and pets, make sure that you have spoken with an oil expert. Pets, isn't it true, G, that pets can't have all essential oils?
It's true. Essential oils can be very, very toxic, and what's disturbing is that there's not a lot of data about commercial oils. Most commercial oils are cut with benzene and different chemicals, and when you cut aromatherapy essential oils with chemicals, it can become very toxic. So you have to really understand the power of the healing of it and the toxicity of it, because everything has two sides, and we have to be aware and know. And I would love to serve anybody who likes to use oils, who just needs information. And if anybody would like a blend, I'd be happy to prepare that too. However, information and education is invaluable in this arena, because we want to do no harm. And if we're doing any harm, how are we serving? How are we doing any good?
Well, what's the best way if someone wanted to get a custom blend for their pet, and what would be the best way for them to get a hold of you, Gina?
The best way really would be to either call me on my home phone or send me an email, and I would have, you know, a 10-15 minute discussion just to see what's wanted and needed, you know, what the issues are and what the solutions are. I love to focus on the solutions. And I always believe in probiotics, G. You know, it's a multitude. Healthy food. I always fed my pets organic health food, meat, and a lot of raw meat. So I paid a lot of attention. Again, they're holistic, holographic beings, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. You know, we've been taught to take a pill and that it's supposed to affect everything in all of the realms. And it's just not that way, is it?
No, it's not. You know, taking a pill, if there was a silver bullet and a magic bullet, wow, right? But I think it's a multi-pronged approach. I feel it's food, it's nutrients, it's exercise, it's air. And water for pets, to me, is the foundation. So water and food and then all the healing modalities that can be applied, right? But without clean water and, you know, not tap water, we're actually harming our pets. We're harming our pets, and I know that it might be difficult, but there's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We can find distilled water by reverse osmosis with, you know, mineralizing it, remineralizing the water. There are many, many, many ways.
Well, Dee, we're going to have to take another real quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into this even deeper, because I have taken rescues from a state of disaster to dynamic health just with raw foods, good water, and a little bit of energy wellness.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We're here to help you, help your pets, and have everybody have a better quality of life. And we're going to bring you some more breakthrough information on the other side of these messages.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.